Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WISP Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for WISP Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by returning guest, Grady Buchanan. He's an investment analyst with the Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation and the co-founder and CEO of Omni Valley, an online community for investors and others in the venture capital and startup space. Grady, thanks so much for coming back on the podcast.
No, thanks for having me, Alex. It's awesome.
So I know that you launched Omni Valley in March 2018, and last time we spoke, earlier last summer, you had about 100 members, and we talked a bit about your efforts to reach out to other other institutional investors as well as startup accelerators and people like that. Can you give our audience somewhat of an update on those efforts and how things have been going?
Sure, yeah. It's funny to think about just what's happened in a year. So now we're at about 450-some members, so it's been growing. We've been methodically slow about it because we don't have too much to promote right now, as you can imagine. But for us, it's, we're still targeting about a third accelerators, a third venture firms, and a third what we call limited partners or institutional investors that are investing in venture funds, maybe have some of those direct investment capabilities for startups. We're a little heavy on the venture and the accelerators, which, you know, we expected. But the efforts have been going well. I mean, we've relaunched and rebranded the platform a little bit. So that happened just in June. So there are some more things for them to do on there. We're really still focused on the connection aspect and the relationship building piece. But it's been going well.
That sounds great. Can you detail just some of the changes you mentioned with the platform?
Sure. So I think for those that are listening that were on there, it was a very, very purple table oriented background. I mean, the site itself wasn't super conducive to forming connections. It was really more of a, here's what venture firms are doing, here's where they're located. Now we have an ecosystem map, so we found, you know, someone that could build this fantastic map, this nice member list. It's very clean. It looks like something that you'd find in your day-to-day, which is kind of what our goal was for, and we can kind of iterate upon that. But for us, it's how do we establish connections faster and really honing in on those filters and those different metrics that venture firms like to see, investors such as myself like to see, and then really accelerator programs trying to get their names out there. So that's what we've geared it toward, and that's what, you know, we're hoping elicits some more conversation.
That's great to hear. You've had some solid growth there, a lot more members than last time. Can you talk a bit about where they're located?
Yeah, so for us, we're really pretty agnostic to where they are location-wise. I have an inherent bias toward the Midwest. I mean, given that we're sitting here in Madison, it's nice to be able to call them and then have several conversations around, how do we get you guys more involved with our own ecosystems? But from an Omni Valley holistic perspective, we are covering close to a little bit over 50 different ecosystems. Ecosystems I just define as cities for now. Within those cities, obviously, you're getting pretty granular. There's some different tools and some different industries that they focus on, or even at the accelerator level, you could be focused on just insurance or just life sciences for that matter. And so for us, it's 50 different ecosystems, very focused on the U.S. currently. We've had about 6 or 7 international ones sneak in there. We're not afraid of them, not opposed to them, but it's a little harder to make the platform super conducive for them right now, just with the tools that we have. But 50 different ecosystems across. I mean, I think, you know, we're pretty heavy in San Francisco, New York, Boston, as you can imagine, but we're also very heavy in the Midwest and some of those alternative, more peripheral markets. So we're pretty happy with the dispersion we have.
Sounds good. I wanted to ask, how are you kind of staying in touch with your members or facilitating the connections between them? Can you detail a little more of that?
So currently right now, I mean, we offer soft introductions that come from me or the team. I mean, that's pretty simple. And because the platform itself, you know, there needs to be coaching on there. We're still an early stage startup company. And so we need to coach them on exactly how to use it. And that's why we're honing in on these filters and these different metrics that I talk about. So to get those profiles really simplified to make connections. But for now, I mean, we talk to our members, everyone on there, it's a registration link that has to be sent from us. So the vetting comes from us. I mean, it's pretty simple at the firm level, as you can imagine. But we do that. So one, we can get to learn what they're looking at. Two, if they're interested, obviously. You know, with a free platform, it's fairly easy to get if they're interested. But for us, it's really determining, you know, will you look at companies in the Midwest? Are you investing outside of your own geography? Or do you have an issue bringing in co-investors or new people to your own territory? And if those are yeses. I mean, that's really interesting for us, and trying to get them to interact with members, it actually comes a little bit easier, as you can imagine, because they're all fairly on the same page. But we've made countless soft intros personally and, you know, as a team, and that's kind of where we're at now. But we hope that platform can take those going forward.
Sounds good, Grady. Well, thanks so much for coming back on the podcast. Hope to have you on again and continue our conversations about what's happening here in Wisconsin and elsewhere.
Awesome. Thanks, Alex. Big fan of what you're doing.
Thank you. You've been listening to WIS Business, the podcast. Now stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WIS Politics and WIS Business Podcast. Did you know that almost 80% of UW-Madison's in-state students return to live and work in Wisconsin in the years after graduation? And almost half of all UW-Madison alumni are current Wisconsin residents. That's just one way we're driving our economy forward. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.